Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I'm your host, John Bradshaw, and I'm so glad you've joined us for the Great Controversy production, presented by Fountain View Academy, Orchestra and Singers.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. You have tuned into another episode of Tehillah Worship, and this is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. I am so glad tonight to be here with you, bringing you hymns of old, hymns of adoration, hymns of love, hymns of praise unto our God. When was the first time you ever heard a hymn? When was the first time? I can't remember the first time. Well, I actually can. I think I remember the first hymn that I ever heard. One in particular, the one that I actually played, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," and it made my heart swell with adoration and love, even for a God, because I was young then when I first heard it, but it made my heart swell for a God that I did not even know yet. That song for me was alive with truth, and it spoke of his mercy and his grace towards me, his power and his love, his might and his majesty. It even spoke of his omnipotence, his omniscience, and his omnipresence. It brought forth in song the glory of God. And just like his word, these hymns that you're going to hear represent some hymns that are alive today, as long as we keep singing them. And so I pray that you all will be encouraged on this evening to sing the songs, sing the hymns of old, some written in the 17th, 16th, and even maybe even the 15th centuries, but they are alive today, filled with his praise, his glory, his adoration, and his honor. And so let us reach back today, let us reach back tonight, and sing these songs of worship. And then we'll spend some time tonight as well as worshiping God, but spend some time in meditation in his word. And so that's what we want to go through first. It's taking some time in meditation and prayer and just soaking and basking in his glorious and magnanimous presence. You've tuned into Tehillah Worship, and I just want to encourage you all to find a comfortable place. Get your Bible, get your notes from the sermon on this morning, this afternoon, whenever you went to church. Call your prayer partner up, call a friend, call a loved one, and tell them that Tehillah Worship is on the air. And let us go forth singing and worshiping and reverencing him through hymns, because this, I believe, is how God should be worshipped. Let us go forth now in our time of meditation, in our time of intercession, in our time of soaking, in Jesus' name.
Holy. Oh,
In addition to the hymn being a song specifically written to express love, adoration, or even to be prayer to God, some hymns are rich with the beauty and glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're worshiping God through hymns tonight. This is Tehillah Worship.
And there proclaim My God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Praise God. Praise God. How great thou art. The Bible says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are here tonight giving thanks and praise, singing hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our hearts, with our mouths, with our whole bodies unto the Lord. This is Tehillah worship. All hail the power in Jesus' name.
Come on, bless him with your whole heart. Come on, bless him with your whole heart. Thank God for Elder William Murphy. Come on, bless the Lord with your whole heart.
Thank you.
Come on, sing it all over the building.
It is well. With my soul,
come on over the field.
Some of you all's favorite hymn, most favorite hymn. It is well. I told you it's all about singing songs, melodies, and songs of praise, as well as prayer, reverence, and adoration. And so the Word of God says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And I pray that your hearts are filled on this evening. And I pray that you take these songs, continue to sing these songs and sing other songs, teach these songs in your church. And I know, you know, in 100 years, 200 years, there may be some brand new songs that become our quote-unquote hymns. These are songs of power. These are songs that are rich in theology and rich in ministry. Don't they minister to you? Haven't they been ministering to you on this evening? I pray they have, because they have definitely been ministering to me. Here's another one, one that I know you all love and look forward to listening to every time you hear it. Great is thy faithfulness.
Somewhere
the peace that endures. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Your strength for
thank God for you, and you for joining me on this evening's episode of Tehillah Worship, where His glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of His praise. And I pray that the earth continues to be filled with His praise. And I pray that that praise comes from you, and each and every one of you. We have come to the end of another episode, and as always, it has been my pleasure to be your host, your guide down this historical worship experience as we played hymns to glorify God. For truly, I believe this is how He should be worshiped, with our hands lifted up and our hearts and our mouths overflowing in songs of adoration and glory. So this final song that I'll play, I fell in love with this song the first time I heard it. I am so glad that I could bring this to you tonight. And so I pray that you enjoyed this song, and I pray that you've enjoyed everything that you've heard. And I also invite you all to return with me return with me next week for another episode of Tehillah Worship. Good night. God bless. And thank you for joining me.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that